熟悉的旋律的 Day You Went Away 在很久之后听起来还是觉得耳目一新。记得当时还没有电脑，于是呢总是守在电视机前观看音乐点播节目，期待大家都点那一首红极一时的 The Day You Went Away。 而现在呢，当你打开电脑搜索听歌学英语，就能轻松分享到精彩英文好歌。各位好，欢迎来到听歌学英语，我是 Candice。熟悉的声音来自于 M2M 窈窕美眉，这个团体是由两个来自于挪威的小女孩乖乖美眉 Merit 和好动美眉 Marian 所组成的。由于两个人的名字都以 M 开头，所以就叫 M2M。他们的声音清澈而空明，柔软同质而不矫揉造作。最先知道这两位歌手便是通过 The Day You Went Away， 后来的初恋情歌代表作 Pretty Boy 也是乐迷耳熟能详的音乐。今天呢，我们要分享到的歌曲名字叫做 Don't Say You Love Me， 不要说你爱我。听说爱要大声说出口， Don't Say You Love Me 究竟是为什么呢？一起在歌声中去寻找答案吧。 Got introduced to you by a friendYou were cute and all that, baby you set the trend, yes you did. The next thing I know, we're down at the cinema, we're sitting there, you said you loved me, what's that about? 歌曲过后，欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语 Kenneth 在伴随各位。 Don't say you love me because you're moving too fast. I don't understand you. I'm not ready yet. Baby, I can't pretend. 你的热情迅速蔓延，这让我不能够理解。我还没有做好准备，我无法假装。来得容易的爱情或许也会去得容易吧，所以在爱情中细水长流或许才是最明智的选择。好了，接下来 Mirror Mirror， 让我们继续沉浸在窈窕妹妹甜美的歌声中，快乐学英语吧。Got introduced to you by a friend. You were cute and all that. Baby, you set the trend. 朋友将你介绍给我，你很可爱，还很时髦。Introduce, introduce, 介绍、引进。Recommend, recommend, 也有介绍的意思。那么这两个单词有何区别呢？ Introduce, 含义是介绍某人或者某物本身，使其被认识。比如说，他把我介绍给他的朋友。She introduced me to her friend.Recommend 含义是介绍某人或者某物的优点、长处，使其被采用，重在推荐、建议。比如在餐馆，您可以这么问服务员 What do you recommend? 有什么菜可以推荐的吗？ What do you recommend? Set the trend 在风尚或者样式上开个头、带个头 Set the trend。比如说，他宣称是他带头去长发的。He claims that it was he who set the trend towards long hair.I'm not ready yet, baby, I can't pretend. 我还没有做好准备，而且不能够说谎。Yet, Y-E-T, 在歌词中为副词，用于否定句和疑问句中，以及用于表示怀疑的动词之后，意思是还、尚、仍然、直至现在。比如说，他说他至今尚未收到他的信。He said he hadn't received a letter from her yet.Yet 作为连词，意思是然而、但是，往往含有尽管如此、但的意思，连接意思相反的分句，还可以与 and、but、or though 或者 though 连用。比如说 ，He hasn't done much yet， 他做的还不很多。The boy is so fat, and yet he runs very fast. 这男孩很胖，但却跑得很快。The boy is so fat, and yet he runs very fast. Pretend, P-R-E-T-E-N-D, 假装、装作、自以为。固定短语有 pretend to do, 假装做某事。比如说，他假装成电话工程师进来的。He got in by pretend to be a telephone engineer. 他假装成电话工程师进来的。The best I can do is tell you to talk to me. It's possible. Eventual love will find a way. 我只能够让你和我聊天，这还有点可能。爱情会找到合适的方式。Eventual, E-V-E-N-T-U-A-L, 最后的、结果的、可能的或者终于的。Eventual. 比如说 ,His foolish behavior led to his eventual failure. 他的愚蠢行为导致了他最后的失败。His foolish behavior led to his eventual failure.Eventual 加上 ly 表示最后、终于为副词形式。比如说 ，We eventually arrived at our destination. 我们终于到达了目的地。We eventually arrived at our destination. Don't say your heart's in a hurry. It's not like we're gonna get married. 别说你已经心急似火，我们还不至于谈婚论嫁。In a hurry, 立即、匆忙。比如说 ，I had to go without breakfast this morning as I was.In a hurry. 我今早很匆忙，只好不吃早饭了。I had to go without breakfast this morning as I was in a hurry. 我赶时间，直截了当说出来吧。I'm in a hurry, so come to the point. 这里的 come to the point 表示直截了当的说。I'm in a hurry, 我赶时间 so come to the point, 直截了当的说出来吧。Take it slow, you keep pushing me. 真爱需要时间，否则适得其反。You are pushing me away, 你在将我驱赶。Take it slow, 慢慢来，不要着急。Push, P-U-S-H, 原意是推，还常常有逼迫的意思。比如说，小男孩把门推开了。The little boy pushed the door open.Push somebody away, 推开 push somebody away. 比如说，你为什么要把你爱的人赶走呢？ Why would you push away someone you love?Push about, 驱使、摆布。比如说，我将不受你或者任何人的摆布。I'm not going to be pushed about by you or anybody. 我将不受你或者任何人的摆布。再来一遍。I'm not going to be pushed about by you or anybody. I lie awake at night. see things in black and white. I've only got you inside my mind. 时间总是过得飞快，尤其是在快乐的时光里，总是不忍同您道别。音乐是一场旅行，见证歌手成长的足迹。 M2M 甜美的嗓音让人沉浸其中，身体的每一部分都得到了放松。音乐是懂得呼吸的。最后一首有一点点小伤感的歌曲 Pretty Boy 伴随您度过漫长的黑夜。我是 Canace C-A-N-A-C-E， 下一期的听歌学英语与您不见不散，拜拜。